This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello. Now's the time that I talk, but we do take your calls. Fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Duncan, I mean, you need a coffee. You need to take that edge off with a coffee this morning. Mm-hmm. And Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Perfect time to stop at Duncan as it's now autumnal weather. Man, what a weekend at Acrisure Stadium. Pitt.
Tough. A little rough.
The rough one for Pitt.
And the thing is, you can't even blame it on the field being bad.
No, none of it. The field conditions were great. They were one. Middle of the field was fine for the Jets.
Yes, it looked good for them.
That's for sure. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Crowley, I think the best thing to do right now, Pittsburgh wants to talk, Pittsburgh wants to be heard, and they want to grieve. They want airing of the grievances, I believe. And we got a lot of calls, 412-928-9370. What do you say we get to some of these calls? I think the people want to hear the people and a little less of us. So let's go with it. Who do we have?
We got Eric in Carrick.
Eric in Carrick is great. All-timer. Eric, I know you generally start out with a measured opinion, then your anger builds. I can feel that might.
I didn't know I was so predictable. It's the same way at home with my wife, by the way. But anyway, my measured one is that I saw nothing from Kenny Pickett that would detract my confidence in him. I know he threw three picks, but two of them did hit receivers in the hands, and a receiver will say if it hits them in the hands, they're supposed to catch it. But that's not my main point. My main point is that you hit the nail on the head. Mike Tomlin got severely outcoached. And for all the years I've seen him, it seems like his biggest fear is for someone to think that he might not be the smartest guy in the room or he might get outcoached. It was terrible coaching. He challenged the catch in the end zone that was ruled out of bounds. Everyone watching TV saw that Deontay Johnson was out of bounds. He still challenged it. He's got to have the worst challenge record in the history of football. And if you remember, shortly after that, Minkah Fitzpatrick might have made an interception on the sideline. Tomlin didn't have a challenge. But the biggest one was that crazy play where the quarterback caught the touchdown. And I just wonder, did Mike Tomlin at least admit that he got out-thought and out-coached on that one? Because he sure did.
Eric and Carrick, all-timer. Thank you, Eric, as always. I agree. You know, I still arrive at this place with Mike Tomlin. For all that Mike Tomlin buttons up, for all that you think he's been in the league for so long, for all that there shouldn't be a trap door that he ends up falling in and everything is checked off, and how he doesn't have that person reviewing. Look, you walk around Pittsburgh for an hour and a half in downtown, you're going to bump into an old high school, college, or professional official. You are. You're going to see one, somebody that officiated the game at a decently high official or at a decently high level, especially a college or a pro official. There's 40 of them walking around downtown right now. This is the area where there's so many retired and old officials. Mm-hmm. How is one of those men or women not employed by the Pittsburgh Steelers in a game day capacity to act as a special assistant to the coach and say, hey, listen, yo, something's not right here. Buzz down. Let's consult with this play. Yeah. How has that not happened for, you know, we're not talking about Connellsville High School. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, where this isn't hyperbole. millions swing on each call.
Yeah, 15% of the population of Washington County has the last name Sterator. I think you could find one to employ in this role. I think you could find one person somewhere to simply buzz down and say, whoa, hold on, we're taking a look. Reverse angle, his toe was on the end line. Don't throw the flag.
Yeah. I mean, does it even really take an official to see that?
No, but that takes more than Mike Tomlin staring at the Jumbotron. Right. That's his strategy.
Right.
Well, I'm going to look at the Jumbotron and see what everyone else, and to Eric's point, everybody at home was able to see the reverse angle as soon as they showed it, and that Deontay Johnson was not in. It's just a travesty that he doesn't have someone in that role.
There's 10,000 Bergmans walking around. Stop one of them and say, hey, what are you doing on Sundays? You want to work for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Like, let's... And are people like that that are that you can employ on a adjunct basis and say, all right, you're working for us. Like that other teams have done this.
Yes.
And that's what they do. People schooled. Don't think like we think. Think like the officials think.
Mm-hmm.
And it can cost us a game. It could help us win a game. It could be a gigantic thing. I don't get why they don't do that, Crowley.
I'll do it for 80K. Just give me a TV. I'll do it. It was supposed to be Terrell Austin, and it was Terrell Austin, and now he's the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's got bigger fish to fry.
Can't do it now. And Mike Tomlin's got bigger fish to fry, too. The Steelers have such a small staff, it's ridiculous.
But to not delegate that is absolutely derelict of duty. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Crowley, who do we have?
Ron in the car.
Ron, you're in the car. You're on the fan. A happy Monday morning to you, Ron. Hello.
It's a very good Monday morning. What's going on, guys?
The crazy part about it is a lot of times one thing veins through a loss and you know where to start. Here, there's 30 different things, Ron.
Well, you know, here's the way. Let's throw some Mike Tomlin's at this. You can wax your car. You can paint your car. You can put new tires on your car, but it's the engine that makes it work. And we, our offensive line and defensive line, aren't playing up to standards. It's simple as that, fellas. I went in this game. In Pittsburgh, you're going to find out how good or how bad this team is the next 4 weeks. You're going to find out the truth of Pittsburgh Steelers football.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good, and thank you for the call.
I don't think you have to wait.
Right. To I think that you out. Know what they are. I think right now between now – think about this, and this is a realistic thought. Between now and the bye, which is four games, Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, Philly, you hope they win one. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a situation as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and a lot has to do with number seven, where you hope they win 25% of their games? I've never been faced with that proposition in my life. Probably when I was really little with the Mark Malone days or whatever. But not since they drafted Ben Roethlisberger do you hope they win 25% of their games in any sample size.
I don't know the last time the season has been essentially mathematically over, which it could be, by Halloween.
That's right.
I mean, if they're 1-7 at the bye, it essentially is done at Halloween.
I mean, we have your highest paid wide receiver saying it's a rebuilding year, so we kind of know where they're at. If that's where he's thinking, maybe we should think.
What do we make of those comments? Deontay Johnson coming right out and saying it's a rebuilding year. I go back and forth over, did someone feed him that? Like, did he hear that in the building somewhere? Or is he just putting a mathematical equation and coming out with that as the sum? I don't know. Or maybe it's a little both.
I don't know either because, you know what, he signed 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to be a rebuilding year. You know, you probably thought you were going to get a lot more money than you did.
And I think that probably feeds into it.
Yeah.
He's reading the atmosphere around the facility, which was for the last few weeks, everyone questioning the OC, what direction are we headed in? And then all of a sudden, a rookie quarterback, as exciting as it may be for the fans, for a veteran receiver, like to your point, Dorn, who just signed an extension and might be playing for more money down the line, having a rookie wide receiver isn't always the best thing.
You can't be that guy after you drop a football that's gigantic, though.
Well, you want to talk about a rebuild. The rookie quarterback goes in. You catch the ball and it's not picked off. Maybe the rookie quarterback ain't going in, my man.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, good call. Next call. Who we got?
Damon.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? I'm calling. You know, Deontay's comment. You're Featherstone. You drop everything sometimes. But then what I understand with the defense, you got to start calling Alonzo high miss. Like, he could have had, like, four sacks in that game, and he just let him go. Now, I know the quarterback is athletic and everything, but I'm like, wow, dude, could you bring the quarterback down? Reminding me of early Bud Dupree, where he would either run past him or he would get away.
No, thank you for the call. I'm having a tough time blaming Highsmith from yesterday. I thought that he acquitted himself early decently well. I thought he was okay. I thought Ogunjobi disappeared. Mm-hmm. I thought that they've gotten nothing out of Alu-Alu, and then you've had to backfill. And then do you blame Montrevious Adams that he's not great? Do you blame DeMarvin Leal in his fourth NFL game that he's not great? That's tough for me to do, you know, to blame him. Malik Reed is still getting used to the system. That's kind of tough. They put themselves in a bind, I think, by putting eggs in Alu-Alu's basket at the age that he was and not understanding to bring someone else in the offseason. They should have just washed their hands of Alu-Alu.
How many sacks did they have yesterday? One.
They had one.
That's unacceptable. Not just at that age, but coming off a major injury as well. Yeah, 35 and coming off a big injury. That was a mistake.
Yeah, it wasn't going to work out well. The percentages were that Alu-Alu wasn't going to make it through healthy. You look at his age, you look at his injury history, he wasn't going to make it through healthy. Crowley, who do we got?
Jeremy on 79.
Jeremy's on 79. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. I'm going to try not to blow a gasket and put myself in the emergency room this morning, but the fact is Mike Tomlin needs to go. I'm tired of the national news. They say, oh, this coach needs fired, this coach needs fired. Mike Tomlin needs fired. This team's a thunderbolt from God from being 0-4. He's getting progressively worse over the years, and he's had a Hall of Fame quarterback to hide his warts. This is ridiculous. He is one of the worst coaches in the league, and he needs to go, and they will never win another Super Bowl while he's here.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Thank you for staying calm.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I will say this. There is a serious discussion when you watch games about Mike Tomlin's in-game coaching acumen.
Mm-hmm.
That things that he does on the fly, after all these years, there are – like, I watched Belichick yesterday. They end up losing.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick was losing his mind at the end of the game about the play clock running too early.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin never would have picked up on that.
No, he'd call it minutia.
There is no – elevator music.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that – because I'm watching this and I'm looking – first of all, I'm trying to figure out what the hell's he got a Croatian thing on his jacket for? Then, then I start reading up how you're able to honor where you're from and what are your lineage and history and whatever. And so, okay, I satisfied myself. I'm watching that. I'm thinking, okay, now I know why he has that Croatian thing. Then I'm watching him screaming at this, like, 19-year-old line judge.
Yep.
And I feel bad for this guy. Then Nance comes in and says – or whoever was doing the game, the Keller guy, Romo, whoever, said, he's wondering why they start. It should have just been a regular incompletion.
Correct.
Why did they should be doing the pump up sign. Go ahead, start. And then it immediately localized that, and I'm thinking, would anybody on the Steelers sideline would have been savvy enough to be in that official's backside giving it to him? And I said, absolutely no way.
No way.
Now, that's one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. It's a tough measuring stick, but still, nonetheless, things like that show me why Tomlin is still, after all these years, a million miles away from in-game coaching acumen.
You said one of the greatest of all time, you know, the Belichick, right?
Right.
Well, Romo knew, too.
Pretty good call.
Romo knew. So, obviously, it's not something that's, like, outside the box, or you know, like, that's not known.
Right. This is what happens when you fill out your staff for so many years with yes men instead of quality right-hand men. This is what happens when you fill out your staff for years with guys who are just there to get along and not to move on at some point. This is what happens when you refuse to allow anybody on your staff to possibly overshadow or outshine you on any given weekend or any even given day in the facility. This is what happens when you try to take everything on yourself and not delegate to a staff.
So much more next. Your calls, too. We'll continue to take a minute with Mitch. You want to hear something depressing? Wait till you hear the end of this hour. Mitch Trubisky speaks, and in a way, I kind of feel bad for the guy. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Shendorovich, and Fishman, they are there for you. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shendorovich, and Fishman are there for you. Injured in any type of accident, their fee 25%. A lot of other firms out there want to charge you 40%. Not Shendorovich, and Fishman. Oh, no. Their fee 25%. When you retain Shendorovich, and Fishman, your case is handled and overseen by the principals whose names are on the door, so you give them a call. 1-888-98-TWINS. Shendorovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.